We are learning Maseches Nazir Daf Lamed Chesam Beis, and we are starting on top of Daf Lamed Chesam Beis. Learned in the Mishnah, Ve'ena Chayv Atzriyecham Anovim Kezayis. But when it comes to drinking, Zok Tatavei Kama, in the Mishnah Rishayna, that Yishta Rad Revias Yayin. The only Osir for drinking wine Revias. That means everything else is Kezayis, but drinking is Revias. Rabbi Kiva says even drinking is a Kezayis. So our Gemara is Mevarad Machlokes. Tana Kama. Tanakama says that shtia is one thing and achila is one thing. Achila, the shir is kazais. But shtia, drinking wine, anything you drink, it's a different shir. It's a shir of vias or the b'chayiv malchus. We know it's b'chayiv malchus, and not b'chayiv malchus, that's to eat a shir. Eat or drink a shir. What's the shir? Tanakama says when it comes to achila, shir is kazais. When it comes to drinking, the shir is revias. Rabbi Kiva says no. Kivin dechsev va'anovim lachem viveshim, extra vav, which is makes that attaches it to the words before that. If you look at the pasuk says, "V'yayim v'sheicha yaz v'chaimis yayim v'chaimis sheicha lo yishte v'chol mishus anovim lo yishte." Then it says, "Va'anovim lachem v'veishin lo yechal." So va'anovim is a vav achibur. It's machaber. It attaches itself to the words before that, which is talking about shtia. And just like lachem v'leveishim, v'veishim is a shir kezayis. Same too. The shear of kezayis when it comes to drinking. That's the machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah Rishayna. Afterwards, the Tanakama was chayzer and holds also that the shear is kezayis when it comes to, even when it comes to drinking. Now, Tosis explains, how do you do this? How do you make kezayis drinking? Drinking is your revias. So, Tosis explains, what you do is, you take a zayis and you dip it into a kos full of wine. Whatever wine is displaced, how much wine comes out, if you drink that shear, that's a shear kezayis. That's how Tosfos explained. It's probably less than revius, yeah. So they wouldn't know what size their zaysim were, so it's hard for us to imagine. Because the shaila is Scott knew hazaysim or not, but yeah, it's still her, it's less than revius. Remember, revius could be 3 ounces, according to some shitas. So it could be similar. Zokta Gemara Vayta. V'chayv al yayim pnei atzmei. It says in our Mishnah, the Yechayiv on each item by itself gets its own malchus. That's the Mishnah teaches us. The Yechayiv on Yayim Pnei Atzmoy, and Yechayiv on the Zagim Pnei Atzmoy, the Chatzanim Pnei Atzmoy. That says in our Mishnah. Yechayiv Yayim Pnei Atzmoy, Vanov Pnei Atzmoy, Chatzanim Pnei Atzmoy, Zagim Pnei Atzmoy. Zog to Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon. Post says like this. Vanach va'anovim lachem viveshim. You have wet or fresh grapes and dry grapes, which is like raisins. Lo yoichal. L'chayiv, Pasuk says, mentions both of them. L'chayiv, azef ne'atzmai, azef ne'atzmai. Yechayiv, each one by itself. Mekanat adon, l'chol asum shevetayra. Ma'kan shumin echad, one min, they're both called the grapes. Ve'en shnei shemois, v'chayiv, azef ne'atzmai. They're both, well, one min, both grapes. But they're two different names. One's grapes, one's raisins. And Yechayiv, each one by itself. Ve'en shnei shemois, and the Pasuk calls the two different things. And has two different lavim on it. V'chayiv azef ne'atzmai v'atzmai. Av kol shuvin echad v'en shnei shemois. Chayiv azef ne'atzmai v'azef ne'atzmai. So too other things. La suyei chamra chadato v'envi. That comes to teach us that even chamra chadato, which is fresh wine, not wine is not aged, and grapes, you also be chayiv too. So let's dissect what we just read. Number one. It was saying the chayiv lachem v'veishim each one. So Taisa speaks out. What is the case? Usually, the halacha is if you drink wine and they say al tishta, and then you forget again, and then 10 minutes later you say al tishta wine and drink wine again, you chayiv two malchus. Here the chiddush is in one hasra and in one helam that you've got your nazir, you chayiv for two lavim. So the way Taisa puts it down is, I tell you, don't eat an oven, and he goes ahead and eats fresh grapes and dried grapes. The halacha is that you're chayiv too. That's what Tosfos puts down. The Rosh says a little more. He says you have to be masra. The Rosh's lashon is like this: Im ochal anovim lachem v'veishim, v'hisur boy mishum lachem lo yoichal. He said, "Don't eat lachem lo yoichal, v'veishim lo yoichal." Chayiv shtayim. Sounds like you can't just say "don't eat anovim." You have to actually speak at the lav of lachem v'veishim. That's a Rosh's mashma a little more than Tosfos. But either way, there are two lavim. Even at one time, you have two lavim feeding lachem v'veishim, two different lavim. And then we say, Mekanat Adon L'chol Suri Nazir, which means to teach us that if you drink wine and grapes together, Yechayiv too. Frey Tosfos Abam Bakasha. It's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Miyayim V'Sheicha Yazir. And if you remember our Akdom to this Perek, what does Yayim V'Sheicha mean? Sheicha doesn't mean beer. Nazir, I drink beer. What does Sheicha mean? So much remember, it says old wine. Sheikh means old wine, and yai means new wine. That's what it says in the Targum. It says, Mechamer chados va'atik. New wine, old wine. So it's a first, and then it's another verse in the pasuk. So it's a first that chamra chadati and an envy is two different words in the pasuk. So of course it's chayiv. It's like lachem levation. What do you need to marbe that? Zog Tosfos that before 4 days it's not even called wine yet. From 4 to 30, he says. From 4 days to 30 days, I think it is. He says that the shear is that's when it's called new wine. After that, it's called aged. That's the different shear. That's what he says. There's some mistakes in the Tosfos. Kigoin toich arbom. 40 days, not 30. 40 days. Within 40 days, the achas shloish yom shabbos ain't time ekdam rom. So I got the numbers completely wrong. Tosfos says between 3 to 40, that's called new wine, and after 40, it's called aged wine. But before 3 days, I would think that's like mamish grapes, and that's not clue in the pasuk. Comes the halacha and tells you if it's called a different thing. What? Maybe we're in lachem. So we get it on of him. You need to get one of him lachem. Yeah. So you're thinking chayiv one. You need to chamer chadat to one of him to get one of him lachem. You get the same thing. Kamasul you chayiv two. Even with an oven lachem, with this new wine. And what's the reason? Because it's called chamra. It's a different shame b'fnei atzmai, and therefore you are chay. Therefore you're chay. So that's what Tosfos explains. If it's less than 3 days, then that's where the chiddush is now in first pasuk. So that's halacha. You chay a laugh each one. Amar abaya. Ochal charetzon. Someone eats a charetzon. Loikashtayim. He gets 2 malchus. Ochal zag. Loikashtayim. He gets 2 malchus. Now why? Charetzon is the first in the pasuk, and the second lav that Rabbi is talking about, because the pasuk says a general lav. It says, "Mikol yimei nizroi, mikol asher yasem megefen ayayim, charetzon v'atzak lo yoichal." So, mikol asher yasem megefen ayayim is another lav. So, you eat a charetzon, you chayev two. You eat a zag, you chayev two. Two malchus, one for charetzon, one for mikol asher yasem. If you eat a zog, you chayev two also, one for zag and one for mikol asher yasem. Ochal charetzon v'zag, you eat both of them, they're like a shalosh, 3 lavim, a lav for charetzon. A lav for zag and a lav v'kol mikol asher yaseh. It's good, Mordechai. Is it kasha? Rav Amar. Rav says, "Ein loike la achas." If you eat a charetzon or you eat a zag, you only have one. She ein loike lav shvaklolus. But mikol asher yaseh, you don't get a malchus for that. Why not? It's called lav shvaklolus. His sheet is the Rav's sheet is all of a shas that if it's a general lav that's called lav shvaklolus, a general lav, you don't get malchus for such a thing. You don't get malchus, so therefore you only get malchus for the zag or the charetzon, and not because of yasa. Moshe Rapapa has a kasha on Abaya. Abaya says you get malchus because of yasa. Papa has a kasha on that. Moshe Rapapa Lezer Eimer Nozer Shoshes Yain Kol Yom. A nozer drinking wine the whole day. In a chayv alachas, in a chayv one time. Omruloi, but if you gave him a asra, al tishta, don't drink, and he drank wine, then 10 minutes later he forgot about it, and says, al tishta, don't drink wine, you know, who shows you that he drinks again? Chayiv a kol achas v'achas. Yichayiv on each one a malchus. Ochal anovim lachim. If someone ate a bunch of things, he ate anovim lachim, he ate fresh grapes, vivashim, dried grapes, that's two. Chatzanim, ate pits, v'zagim, and peels. That's mechalik, the Mishnah word means, if I'm attaching that way. Chartzanim means pits, v'zagim, peels. So far he ate 4 different things. Then the 5th thing there was, v'sachat eshkol shanovim. He squeezed grapes into a cup, v'shasa, and drank it. The loch is, you loike chomish. You get 5 malchus. What are the 5 malchus? You get a malchus for anovim lachim, for anovim yiveshim, for zagim, for chartzanim, and for shoyse yayim. You get, I guess it was 3, it's a little shver. That's good, I'm saying. Fidik Mashalom before, it's good, even though it's not 3 days old, yeah. So you have 5 different lavin over here. Freitim Marakasha, Ihochi, Kasha Nabaya. Chorish, we have 6. What happened to Kol Shiyasa? Ihochi, look, you say, Shvichayev 6. Achas, I'll call my Kol Shiyasa. Shvichayev for Kol Shiyasa, according to Abaya, Lav Shvichayev. We have a sixth Malkus over here. 1 of 5. And for the Gemara, a ton of a Shayer. The rice left something out. It left this out.
Every time you eat something, you should
chayv
twice.
Chayv twice, 100%. Yeah, 100%. So here we have number 5. Huh?
Why is he beginning
chayv and zag? What do you mean? No, anything. What? Economic? Anything. Anything. He picked chayv and zag. Now here, the question is, after 5 things, chayv is 6 things. So it's a kash and a baya. After the Gemara, you're right. The price didn't enumerate every single one. Ton of a shayr. For the Gemara, my shayr, the high shayr. What do we leave out? Shayr liyachal dvar. It's not a lav. The level of Yachal Dvarim. Some Oiv Nazirus, he's also Chayv Yachal Dvarim because he made the nether himself. So this is the lav for someone being Oiv as nether. So that you're missing that lav also. So that's the other Shire here. We're missing Kol Shiyaseh and Yachal Dvarim. So Gemara says, no, imishim hai, lav shiruhu. That wouldn't be a shir. That's not a shir, because we're only saying lavim that are specific to Nazir. But l'yachad var, you have an adarim also, it's not called a shir. Now, Tosis points out that it's not a taina. We're kashan abaya. Abaya says missing. You say, oh, you have to have some, you always have to have two things missing. Why? Because Tana doesn't just leave out one thing. At least that one on one thing. You see, he's not being medactic. One thing doesn't leave out. So he asked, what's the other thing that left out? So he answered Layachad Varus. So we tell him, oh, that's not called be leaving out something. When Abaya says, what? Yeah, that's, I mean, it is called living out. So it's not a tiny back to Abaya. So Taisus speaks out that, of course, Abaya will say that he has another thing to leave out. Just the Gemara is saying now it should be a kasha on the other man, the Yama. If you don't have a call Shiyasa, you're missing Layachad Varus. So now you have a kasha. What's the Maishai, the Haishai on that? And that the Gemara says, no. The other man, the Amma, who argues about it, will say that this is not really extra, really missing, because it has it by the Dharm. And Tais points out another point, a very big kasha that he asks. The Chari is other things missing here. Why didn't it say that he ate other things, like chaimitz and all those things? Chaimitz yayin and yayin, old wine. He could have added more things to make a chayim. What happened to that? So Taisus says, that's not called a shir. A shir means that in what you ate here, we're missing some lavin. But that you didn't add on sheikha v'chaymetz, like Taisus asks, that's not called a shir. We didn't give a case. About as a case, it's possible to have more lavin, but that's not called a shir. Omle Ravina v'prazak Ravashi, avakasha, something else missing over here. V'shayir, the bein abinayim, we're missing the lav for the Bein Abinayim. Now, what's Bein Abinayim? So we had here Machloikis before in Taisvis. Machloikis, really, two pshatim in Taisvis, what Bein Abinayim means. I'm sure everyone remembers that we marv a Bein Abinayim on Daf Lamed Dalel Amud Beis, from the word Ad, we are marv Bein Abinayim. Taisvis, two pshatim. Either Bein Abinayim means the flesh of the grapes. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two of Taisvis is that it means the grapes that grow behind the bigger grapes, and they don't get ripe because it's too deep in there. The sun doesn't reach it. So what we're marbe that those things yichayev also. So the Gemara's kash is when he said he ate anavim. Anavim includes all type anavim, including bein abinayim. So chayev is not a lav for bein abinayim. That's the Gemara's kasha. Not a lav for bein abinayim. Either if you ate the flesh, or if you ate the grape that was deep in, l'chayra, that's included in the word anavim, and l'chayra, in that case, you should be chayiv, not allowed for that.
It's included, though.
Yeah, but it didn't say, right? It's included in the word anavim, and it only says yichayiv five lavin.
That means it's considered anavim.
Right, and it only says yichayiv five lavin, it should be a six lav.
Same thing.
No, there's a separate lav of ben abinayim for the word ad. There's a ribui for ben abinayim. So it's not, when it says when you ate out of them, include the talent, it wasn't, I'm just warning that before he said it didn't say Sheikhar and Chaymetz also. That's a whole different case. But it said here, you ate out of them. If you ate out of them, includes all type of them. L'chari Shemichayiv for Bein Abinayim, in a case where you pulled out the flesh and ate it by itself, obviously. Not if you ate the grape. If you eat a whole grape, it's not Bein Abinayim. But if you ate the Bein Abinayim, or you ate a grape that was deep inside the clusters, you ate your grape, you should be chayiv for that. So it's Shushuk Kasha, where Papa falls off from his Kasha, basically. Elamara Papa, Loi Tanya Midi Chomesh. In this brisa that says, Rabbi Yez Oimer, Nozer Shoyse Yayin Kol Yoim, and that whole brisa is Ocha Novim, says, you like it, don't say like a Chomesh there. Never says that in the brisa. Loi Tanya Midi Chomesh. Don't say Chomesh there. Afraid to Gemara, but Oisvei Chomesh. His whole Kasha on Abaya wasn't the Chomesh. Don't say Chomesh, what was the whole Kasha in the first place? Amachad Loi Tanya Chomesh, my time Oisvei. Why do you ask my Kasha? Amra Papa, very interesting Torah, Tamar answers. Amra Papa, Anosav Yilav Gemara Biyadi. I thought Abaya that was saying that they get Malkus Bukal Ashuyasa, I didn't chap that he had a Messiah on that. I thought he just was making it up himself. And therefore, if I would make up a Brisa to him, even though it's not a true Brisa, if I said Chomesh, he'll automatically back down. Because if it's not his, if it's not a real Messiah, so then he'll back down if he has a Brisa. So Lav, I know, sorry, Lav Gemara Hibiyad. There wasn't a Gemara in the hands of Abaya. But Hodavay, he'll be Chayzer. So basically, Rav Papa made up a story that says five, in order to see what the Abaye's going to answer. If Abaye falls off right away, then Ichab, Abaye didn't have a Masorah about this halacha, the Ichab, and Makal Shiyas, and he backs down easily. But if he's going to fight it, then I see he really has a Masorah fit. And then I'll tell him, you know what? It didn't really say five in the Braisa. I can put him, that's how our Gemara is asking Akasha that he made up a story. That's what the Taisa says. A very interesting Gemara. Their Papa made up a story and said that it says five. You know, it didn't say five, just to test Abaya to see how serious he is. So like upon him, that's we're ending right there with the Machlokes Rav and Abaya. If you are loika twice, one for the Charetza, one for Mekol Ashiyas and Vegefna Yayin. One with Gemara. Send the Mishnah. End of the Mishnah. Machlokes Wachat Sanim and Zagiz. So let's say Aimer v'chulu. Let's say Aimer v'chulu. It says end of the Mishnah that one Maliyama says the Charetzon is the peel and the Zog is the pit. The other Maliyama says the opposite. The Charetzon is the pit and the Zog is the peel. So Omer Rav Yosef keman mitagaminon meportzunun vadi tzurim krav Yosef. In the Targum on the word mekolash yaseh megefra yai mecharetzan v'azag. You know what it says in the Targum? The Targum says meportzunim vad tzurim. Itzurim. So what does that targum mean? That's like a v'yasi. Why? Taisus explains, the word purtsanim means pits, like it says in Masechet Avodah Zarah, and itzurim is lashon of crushing, that's the klipa, that's the peel, because when you squeeze grapes, you squeeze the peel. That's why it's called itzurim. So the pasuk says, mecharzanim, which is purtsanim, which is pits, but itzurim, which is the peel, the zag is the peel. That's what Rav Yosi holds. The zag is the peel. Remember, Rav Yosi says the siman is because the bell is called a zag, and that's the outside. The inside is called the imbal. So that's the way to remember. The zag is the peel. So that targum is like the shita of Rav Yosi. The chatzanim is pits and surim is peels. We actually said Blazman Azari also said you have to eat two chatzanim and zag. Also, Taisus explains he holds a Rav Yosi as well. Agaponim. That's the shita of Rav Yosi. The feeder targum. The chatzanim means the pits, and the zag means the peel.